Bueno, arratsaldeon guztioi, ongi etorri.
Well, good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to the 68th edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival and this press conference. Today we're going to talk about the film Patria, and with him we've got the hot part of the cast and crew. We have the actress Annie Gabarain and Irene Irureta. We've got Miguel Sarbat, the producer and the creator, and co-scriptwriter Aitor Gabilondo. We've also got quite the good fortune that in the front row we have another part of the technical and cast crew, José Manuel Soloid, Miquel Lascarain, Negro Sagardoy, Susana Boitua, Loitono León, Arambarri, Iñaki González, Fernando Velázquez. A big round of applause for all of them as well, please. They are sitting in the room with us. So let's start with a press conference. Please raise your hands for those of you who have questions to us. I would like to start by saying that yesterday I was reading an interview to Aitor Gabilondo in which he said quite correctly that the series is called Patria, but it could also be called Matria, as in motherland instead of fatherland, because once you've seen the 8 episodes, it's quite obvious it could be called motherland. That would be the translation. Aitor and Anne and Helen, how have you approached these characters that have included the idea of the matriarch system in the Basque Country? And also, Elena and Yana, you've been working together since for decades, etc., in many other programs, over 30 years. José Ramón with other people, yes. How have you performed in something which has a completely different tone from our normal register? Is that what you're saying? Well, other registers which are a bit more popular that we'd seen in the past. Yes, it's true, Elena and myself, we're associated more to comedy. We have done a lot of telecomedies, and it's true that we are very... That's the register that we do, that's what we normally do, but we've had a really good... We've enjoyed ourselves marvelously here. It's been a marvelous opportunity that Aitor has given us, and we're very, very thankful and grateful. And the truth is that we've enjoyed ourselves enormously. Not Elena, but I think both of us have enjoyed ourselves enormously working in these dramatic roles. We've had an enormous help from Félix Vizcarret and Oscar Pedraza, directors, and also Aitor Gabilondo himself. And the truth is that the characterization of and the photography, everything was in favor, really. And all of this made you fit into the role very well. That helped us quite enormously. And we're Basque, we have a certain age, we've lived through a lot of things here in the Basque Country, and Patria is something very close to us. We know the characters and the situations are very close to us. They are familiar to us, so therefore it's much easier. I'm not too sure whether it's easy or not, but the truth is it's something that it's already inside you. It's part of you, in your DNA. What am I saying? I hope I'm not saying anything stupid. No, that's the way it is. She said everything. I don't want to add anything. The truth is I truly believe that this is a great gift, a gift to portray these roles, which has a great register, for example, a lot. And everything was already prepared very well by them. When we entered into play, everything was prepared. The characterization, the character was well described and written. We've been able to rehearse. We've been able to talk to Aitor until we get to a moment in which we're all agreed that that's the way it's got to go, without overdoing things, because both of us tend to exaggerate at times. So therefore, that's it, the truth be said. Quite often when we were in makeup and they finished working on us, I said, well, that's it. All we've got to do is say our lines, and that's it. Because the character was already there. 70% was already made up. So therefore, for me, it's been easier than what I normally do, because you practically had not to do too much, it seemed. Just get into the story and do what you had to do, and you knew what you had to do, and things, and it worked, and getting paid for it as well, so that's That's always good. What more can you ask for? It's a luxury. And then also, we've also worked as a team. We've all worked well together. It's quite often. You looked at your colleague, and it was making work much very easier. Just by, so that was quite present to work, working for real, so to speak. And from the inside, we've worked with a lot of love and a lot of pain and with a lot of heart. We've put a lot of heart and all of those things into it. Yes, giving it our all. As we always do, but the result sometimes is not, does not, here we notice it quite a lot. Questions, please. I'm sure there are many questions, please, over there. Thank you very much. Mark Dulia from German Radio. I'm interested in, is it easier to perform the, is it much more difficult because you're Basque, because you've lived through this period? And I imagine both of you, or any of the actors, for example, maybe, I'm interested in knowing how has it been for you, this experience has been for you due to the fact that you've gone through this, quite enriching for me, the truth be said. You've lived, but you've never got involved. So you've not gone the extra yard until you see it right in front of you. You've got to portray that role, and you see yourself in situations that you've never seen, or you've seen over the top, because everything that for these 40 years is summarized in these scenes that we've had to portray. So therefore, you jump in the deep end, real end. You submerge yourself into something that you've not lived it, but you know something about it. You've seen and been in those demonstrations, but you've run away from them. You haven't been involved in them, the truth be said. So for me, it has been a very enriching experience as a person. Yeah, also for me, and I think that for all of us, because it moves, it stirs up a lot of things. For example, like Elena said, of going back in time, regressing back in time, a sequence all of a sudden in a demonstration that buses were burnt, and you go, my God. And that's it there in the screen. It's in the back of your head. It's ingrained in your mind. And for me, it's also been quite resilient and recomforting. And I've been felt very moved, because sometimes you work, you dive in the deep end with the character all the way up until to your neck, and you get really delve in deep to the character. And that's what happens at times. Hi, good afternoon. I would like to ask you, Aitor Gabilondo and the rest of you, what feelings do you have after the audience watching it for the first, screening it for the first time yesterday? Fernando Aramburu said the other day that his book, Patria, he knew that it was born, he wrote it, when it came out, it already had enemies. Are you sure that this, the series also, Patria, also has enemies? Hi, thank you very much. I had never thought about it as well. I'd never heard that. And I think that it's a story, a fiction story, that reminds us of real life situations or true events, but it's fiction. I don't know whether it has any enemies, but in any case, if it opens up a discussion or a debate on different points of view and opinions, if it generates controversy, I think that's quite a lot for a TV series, and I think that's always quite healthy. Well, I didn't see it. I ended up turning up late in the. It was very intense. So what I've heard is people have, well, the audience has liked it, but for the time being, it's not too much. Many people have seen it. We'll see further on whether it fits in. We're very happy of how it's been received for the time being. But excuse me to interrupt you, I thought. And to answer more directly, I think that it was complete success. The 8 episodes were shown, screened, and we always say the Patria is a very courageous and brave, but more courageous are the people, the spectators that were sitting down, because it finished at 1 a.m., I think, with the screening of the film. There was a break because to watch it all in one go was impossible. I think everyone would leave, but no, everyone stayed behind and watched it. So therefore, it was quite spectacular. How, that's what I wanted to say. That's what I wanted to say. John Hopewell from Variety. First of all, congratulations for how Patria has been received. I think the first great success, it's one of the great successes of this film festival, has been a TV series. So therefore, congratulations. My question was that yesterday in the film, Woody Allen's film, he gently laughed about a French film director who wanted his next film to try to achieve peace in the Middle East. But nevertheless, in this situation, in the series, do you believe you can at least advance or contribute in one way or another for there to be more reconciliation in the Basque Country? I hope so. I believe it's my job to tell stories, and I'm convinced of this, not only because of this series, that telling us each other stories is healing, and it obliges us to take a position and to see something from another point of view. I think this happens in this series as well, and that's good. That is to say, those prejudices and borders and frontiers are broken down more so in this story, where the pain has entrenched very firm positions after many years. I know this because it's happened to myself when confronting this story, to try to tell it from many perspectives, to try to understand pain and the perspective of different people. What most interested me was there were 9 characters who were living the same reality but from many different perspectives, and plus as time has gone by and has changed each character, and that's very interesting for me. That is to say, that a TV series establishes nuances on this. It's a gift, really, but it's an exaggerated ambition to think that a TV series can move these things after many, many years. I don't know, but if it touches a person or people in the audience, this will allow us to see how other people have suffered and to understand it, and that would be progress. And I would also like for this TV series to encourage to continue to tell more stories from more perspectives and from other places that will enrich the collective and pluralistic storyline. And that's what it's all about from my point of view. I'd like to insist upon, do you hope that this series can encourage more stories can be told about this issue? To what extent perhaps there's a collective amnesia in the Basque society to not talk about this issue that happened, and to what extent the young people nowadays do really know what happened in the past? I belong to this society like everyone in the film, and I don't feel comfortable to criticize this society. It's not amnesia, it's pain, it's sorrow, it's grief. It's very difficult to confront this. These are many, many years of difficulties to talk about this. There was an agreement of coexistence for many, many years in the groups of friends, in families, and at work, to try to avoid talking about certain issues. But nowadays, we can start to talk about them. And what I think is very interesting is that we can start to talk and we can start to clear things up, instead of systematically saying, because everyone took up a different position. And this is what I think is interesting. But it's a TV series, by the way, and it launches a lot of questions, not answers. After 3 years shooting this film, I still have many questions And that's what it is. It's fiction at the end of the day. The important thing is to be able to talk, not to be right. Good afternoon. Two questions for Aitor. Can you talk about the adaptation of the novel, Fernando's novel, and also to talk about the importance of working with HBO, to develop a project such as this? Thank you. Well, the adaptation process of the novel was long in different phases. First was writing the screenplay of the different of each episode of the series, which was the most comfortable side because I did that on my own. With people from HBO, we didn't have to talk to too many people. And then to get the project underway, and that was the most intense side of things, because more people get involved and start to work and start to talk to us. So I was quite fortunate to have the constant support of HBO and the directors, Félix Vizcarret and Oscar Pedraza, to whom which I tried to convey what I wanted, what we wanted to do, and they in turn to the rest of the departments and actors and so on. The process was quite intensive, as they both actresses have said, which touches upon and stirs things up about these issues. But I always thought we had to tell the story in the most honest way possible. And the work of HBO with HBO has been very grateful. We never met. We've started to get to know each other on the way throughout the project. They've been very friendly. They've had time with me and with everybody else involved. They've given us their time. They've given us the means to do things. They've respected what we wanted to do. And I think this is one of the key elements for which we are satisfied with the result of the series. I'm not too sure Miguel wants to add anything else from his point of view. Well, obviously, let's see, my role is just as a catalyst or as a glue between HBO and Patria's cast and crew and Aitor's point of view. And our work has been consistent supporting the decisions that Aitor has in HBO. We have a clear mandate vis-a-vis original production. Patria is one of the elements, a very important element in that mandate. And we know that it's a very delicate issue. It's a serious issue. It's a complicated issue. Complicated and treated from a point of view which is not been seen before, from an audiovisual standpoint up until now. That's the reason why HBO was interested in this story and me specifically in conversations with Aitor. What we've tried to do in order to deal with this issue and respect the vision, Aitor's vision, was to reduce the level of frivolity to the minimum. That is to say, there's all of the decisions made by Aitor, and his cast and crew. We've understood it and we've supported them. The choice of the actors, all the cast, all of the main actors, the fact that they're Basque, the election or the choice of the composer of the original soundtrack of the series, the choice of lighting or the costume, and that the actors are the same in very different times over the years. All of these are very meditated decisions that I think they are all parts of a big puzzle that fit in very well together, in my opinion. Obviously, I'm completely subjective in my point of view, in this opinion, but I believe, and I think everyone's going to have an opinion. Every one of our opinions will be subjective, but I believe that they're going to be, majority of them are going to be in favor of the series. The series, from a statistical standpoint, the majority of them fail. These are things that dilute themselves and dissolve very quickly over time. And I think that Patria is going to be one of the exceptions that is going to generate this conversation. Aitor has just mentioned that the important thing is not to be right, but to be able to talk. And I think that Patria is going to contribute to that process. And beyond the value of the world of entertainment, which is quite frequently frivolous in our conversation, beyond that, I think that Patria has a value which is undoubtable. I A question for the actors: to what extent do you believe that fiction can change reality? In this case, because in the series it goes back many decades to certain events that took place, and a few decades later, new generations, those that have not known the armed conflict, have taken on this story through fiction. So therefore, it's an exercise of memory. What decision? What point of view do you have there? Well, if such is the case, it will be enriching, undoubtedly. Then these stories have been told, and then new stories will be told about this conflict, and it will always be enriching, in my opinion. I'm not sure. At least that's the way I consider it. Yes, I think it's Aitor's point of view, and also and Fernando Aramburu's, and also. And Aitor's vision, and as of there are going to be more stories about these events, and I hope such is the case, and we will talk about, for example, yesterday when I told Aitor this, a woman came up to me, and she said to me, "You should show this at school." That was her opinion, who came up to me, because young people don't know what happened back then, and they know who ETA is, but not only this, but there are different points of view that should also be shown. We can't turn the page as if nothing had happened. They have to know what happened in this country in the past, and so therefore that's what I consider. Yes, we've got the possibility of telling stories, to tell this story, and we've also got the freedom to do so. And there are different visions and points of view, and all of them are different, undoubtedly. For Aitor, what opinion do you have, or how could the publications this year upon the supposed similarities between Fernando's book with Iñaki Ricarte's biography affect me? Nothing at all, not at all. The truth is, I read the other book as well, years back. I don't remember when, but the truth is, I don't have an opinion upon this. It's not up to me to have an opinion upon this. I'm sorry, we can't hear the question. I'm not too sure what the situation was, but coronavirus has changed everything of coming here in Germany as well. But I'm not too sure what the plan was, whether that was a plan or not. Sorry, we didn't catch the question. Excuse me, a question again, but the direction, what I liked was how realistic the story was told. Could you talk about this? Because I think the last few years we've got, especially in cinema, we've got more, if it's more documentary, it's better. It's more a work of art. This could be a danger. When did you start? When you started the press conference, you said that it's a work of fiction, but based upon true events. I think that's quite visible on the screen. Could you talk a bit more about that realism that not necessarily has to be as in a documentary? Well, I think it's a situation which is still close to us, and there's an emotional memory which is very powerful and very strong in all of us. And there are many images we've seen, many images on TV. As regards the story, and therefore it was very important for me for the realistic side of things to be very important, and that was something that we bore in mind from the outset, especially in the photography, in the on location, and also in the portrayal of the actors, for it to have that feeling of a pseudo documentary. Obviously it's fiction and we notice it, and then there's no doubt about it, because all the characters are invented characters and they're fiction characters. But we needed that true impression or realistic impression that I think helps us for the story to sink in deeper. Hi, I have a question for Aitor as well as for both actresses as regard to what has been the part of the story of Patria that you've wanted to be best represented in the whole story in general. Me first. Well, for me, undoubtedly, there are many stories, 9 characters. There are many stories that cross over. The one that most interested me from the outset, all the way to the end, and still today, is the trip, the journey that 2 women, normal, regular women, 2 people without, 2 housewives without any university education, for example, timidly come together in their positions from absolute grief, each of them on their own, and that journey towards light at the end of the tunnel after so much suffering is what really interested me. And for that steel hug that they give to each other at the end, for it to have meaning, it was very important that we understood the journey that both of them have taken, as well as their families. That's what most interested me, no doubt at all. As an actress, what concerned me was that Miren's character was a character, and not a witch, not a bad person, I didn't want her to be a stereotype. I didn't want to give that character of humanity, that the character didn't have a human dimension. That's what really concerned me. And this is something in which I obsessively worked upon, in that the character had to be flesh and bone, a character that was a real person, that was a person at the end of the day, that we understood her bitterness, her grief, her clumsiness. Why does she do and say what she does? I don't know. Yeah, my case as well. As we had 2 different ages and the characterizations were different. Well, being young, quote unquote, well, a bit younger, shall we say. So, but that jump happened from one day to the next, and the next day you had to go back, you were 30 years younger. So therefore, you had to situate yourself where you are in time over that 30-year period. It's not only physically, but also emotionally, how you feel. They had this woman. How does she feel? What's her mood? So, because she's so depressive and so stuck in herself that she's not interested in anything about the world. She's only about herself. And she only wants to give her forgiveness for what they've done to her. But why that? But as I said before, I was all the work had been done so clearly, and we'd been backed up because it was quite clear what character each character had to portray. So it wasn't as difficult as it seemed from the answer. All those monologues that they have when they talk in a loud voice in the cemetery on the other one, and the other one was Saint Ignatius, and that is to say, it seems as if it's almost. You read this, you have to do this when you read the script, or will they put a voice off camera? No, she's got to say it. Who's going to believe this? But first thing is, you've got to believe it before you portray it. So therefore, in that process, I thought, well, okay, it fits in quite well, because you arrive in the cemetery. By the time you're in the cemetery, obviously your shoes are all wet in the cemetery, and so that when you get there, and it's still raining, and I was already wet, and so therefore, I said, I feel like saying something, so therefore, there are too many things that are happening, I've got to tell this story one way or another, so therefore, you believe it yourself, and you go, well, I don't think it's so strange that I talk to myself, because I also talk to the radio, for example. When I tell it to shut up, I tell the radio to shut up. You're a pain in the neck, and I switch the radio off, and I say, well, I'm talking to the radio, but it's just a bit longer, and that's the way I did it. If at the end of the day it's not that much, it's not that strange that she talks to Saint Ignatius. It's pure survival, these 2 women characters. They don't go to the psychologist, but they talk to themselves. They save money on the psychologist, on the shrink. Let's finish the press conference. We've got time for a couple of questions. Congratulations for the project. I would like to ask you, Aitor, on the one hand, How did you do the casting process? Was it long, complicated? Were there men that there were names and people that were very clear? There's no but, because they're all fabulous, and it's surprising that everything has fitted in so well. And also, whether you do any joint preparation of the cast before starting the shooting of the series, which I imagine was emotionally intense for it. Were there any type of rehearsals, any joint ensemble preparation of all of the cast? Yes, well, the casting, immediately when I read it, I thought of both of them. There was no doubt in my mind. There were no questions there. What I had to know was whether they wanted to do the project, and they said yes. What we needed was a casting process, which was, I didn't want the characters to build or construct a Basque woman. No, they've got stories from their own houses. They recognize these characters quite well. They understand. And it was almost impossible to imagine someone who wasn't Basque that could speak with that tone and with that accent and with that bitter way, whether they talked to a tomb or with St. Ignatius. And then we did a casting process. And as I know all of the characters, not when they were younger, but from TV, well, I mean, when, and so I admired them very much, both of them, Ramón Soroiz, Miquel Ascurain, Yaneco, or Loreto, for example, from TV, and Susana. And José Mari was a bit more difficult to find him, but we finally found him. And I'm glad. I'm very, for me, it's the greatest value of this project, of this TV series, is this cast. That many of them are friends, and many come from the world of comedy, which helped me quite a lot, because, and only talking about the project, you start to talk a very grandiloquent, so very over the top, and they came from the comedy world. They reduced that solemnity and that way of talking that they do so naturally. Just what she said before about the monologues, it was quite difficult. I was doubtful whether these two women, who are from, they're deep rooted into the earth, and they are the epitome of that. But then they talk as if it's like magical realism, one talking to a saint and the other talking to a tomb. And they say, how was that going to all fit in? But as they're so natural, I thought it'll fit in perfectly. And that was and such was the case. And this was a fundamental importance. And then the ensemble work was with the directors, with Felix, and with Oscar, and with rehearsals as well. But you can answer that. Yes, when we arrived to start to shoot the film, we'd already had done a lot of work, and everything was rehearsed. Everything was all done. It was all done and dusted by the time we got on set. Half with me and half all of the other people. No, you did great work. No, it wasn't all done. No, we did a good work beforehand, a lot of rehearsing, yeah. To analyze the scripts, to see what we could contribute and enrich them, a take and put every phrase, every line of the script, we worked quite well. If we didn't understand anything, we would talk with Aitor and to come, so that we could all be on the same page and do things the right way. And that's, it's no more, no less. Just like that. Make it short. Yes. Without going over the top. And I think that provides the reality to the story. Okay, last question, please. Very sorry for those of you that couldn't ask a question. Hi, congratulations to the entire crew and cast. Aitor, The creation process of the soundtrack with Fernando Velázquez, how did you inspire and how did you work with him? Because the result is quite good. It's very good. It's very good. Sorry, but Fernando better he talked about it. Just like all of the departments, the criteria in general, so to speak, is that no one should stand out. Everything should maintain a very clear profile, a solid background, a solid profile, but without exaggerating neither the portrayal, nor the music, nor the direction. That is, everything should be at the service of the story that we were trying to tell, which was quite dense. If you start to analyze it, it could go many different ways and we could lose control of everything. And I think that was the case. And with the music, the same thing. I think one of the criteria that we followed was we didn't want to invite anyone to feel. We wanted them feel first, the audience, what they're feeling, and then to assume it and to digest it with the music without inducing free or gratuitously, almost obscenely, any feeling of any kind with the music. And Fernando has done an excellent piece of work. And as he speaks very well, I think he should speak. Better he say hi. Thank you very much for the question. Elena has said it quite perfectly. The work was already done. I had already had the work done beforehand, thanks to the information that the film gave to me. I'm going to call it a film, was sufficient in order to react with the music and to understand when it was sufficient. And the analogy is not appropriate. It's as if the meat is good, all you got to do is do it, make it rare. No, you don't have to use too much oil, too much salt. You've got to just do it. Turn it one over, cook it short. We had the Escadico Escorga, the orchestra, and Kuptar Kargea, which is a magnificent choir. And it was an emotional, but as we are, it's very emotional, but inwards. So therefore, I think that was the result. And thank you very much for mentioning that and for your question. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's leave it there. A big round of applause for the people that are here on the panel, as well as the actors and the people that are sitting in the audience.